Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. We just finished the group session with this set of labels called Soul Doula. You can see the video where we explain more about these labels, and it is in our YouTube channel. And we have worked with the Hebrew pendulum from our collection, which is called the Neshama pendulum. The soul pendulum, Neshama, is a Hebrew word referring to the soul. So we have worked with 10 labels supporting your soul. But before we started the session, I asked a series of questions. I wanted to know to what degree the souls of the people who joined in this session were suffering at this moment in time. And the levels of suffering at a soul level were very high. 7 out of 10. Level of suffering. So that's pretty high. I also asked to what degree the souls were incarnated in the physical bodies, the physical vessel of each and every one of the people in the group. And the current level of incarnation of these souls was at a 4 out of 10, when we should be at a 10 out of 10. The causes why we are so little incarnated can be multiple causes. And one of the major causes is suffering and trauma, which kicks the soul out. So that is not good. I also asked to what degree the current situation that we are globally facing is affecting at a soul level, and the level of, you know, negative effects of the situation that we are having at a soul level was a 10 out of 10, like, you know, extreme disturbance at a soul level. So that was not good. At the end of the session, we managed to drop the levels of suffering to a 1 out of 10. The level of incarnation increased at a 9 out of 10, when it was a 4 out of 10. And the level of negative impact of the global situation dropped at a 1 out of 10, when it was a 10 out of 10. So we did improve things, but, you know, I can't assure you that this result is going to last, you know, forever and ever, because maybe in 5 minutes you watch the television and you become super empathic, and then you identify yourself with what is happening, and then you start suffering again. So I don't know for how long, you know, the benefits of the session is going to last. It depends on your capacity to hold the energies and the frequencies that we have transmitted. So we transmitted the energies of 10 labels with the Neshama pendulum, and basically we work to heal memories at a soul level, to bring emotional healing at a soul level, to remove dense negative energies, to provide deep, profound care at a soul level so that the soul doesn't feel alone and abandoned. So there was a lot of caring energies and frequencies enveloping your soul. We needed to transmit divine forgiveness, which is a higher octave of forgiveness. It's this type of forgiveness that you need. Sorry, this type of forgiveness that you need when it is very difficult to forgive by yourself, and you need source to help you forgive. We also needed to transmit frequencies of divine light, divine love, and provide a very pure centering of your soul, and also provide divine protection for your entire soul. Once we transmitted all of these, the session finished, and all those levels that were very high dropped, and there was a message coming from Yeshua. Yeshua is Jesus Christ, the Christ. The message was not a channeling, so it was a few words that came, and the message is that our souls are suffering somehow patterns of indifference, or they are in a state of apathy and indifference because we are not fully recognizing our true nature. In order to recognize our true nature, we need to see humanity as an aspect of ourselves. And once we see the suffering of humanity, rather than falling in the pot of all the suffering and remaining trapped in suffering, we need to ignite service. So the key word here is service. Service is what is going to activate your soul, your desire to want to help humanity, which is an aspect of you, is going to wake up your soul to the service that your soul wanted to experience and to provide while incarnating. So one of the reasons why your soul has incarnated in a physical form is to be of service. But we are not normally of service. We have fallen in density and we have become indifferent, indifferent to humanity, indifferent to our brothers and sisters. And we don't care anymore who is suffering. You know, we take everything to ourselves in selfishness. And so the souls are asleep because they're not being able to use incarnation to provide service. So what Yeshua is telling us is in order to step out of apathy and indifference at a soul level, you need to look at humanity and see that humanity is an aspect of you. And that you need to activate service. Once you activate service at a soul level, you are going to start being more flexible, you're going to engage movement, flexibility, and you are going to be activating your gifts and talents and giving them a new spin, because you are going to have to use your creativity, your imagination to be able to provide service in different ways to different people, engaging your gifts and talents in different ways to help different people, which is very dynamic. So you're going to have to be flexible, dynamic, and this is going to wake up your soul and give you a new sense of direction. Yes, I'm going to do this, and motivation. And once all of this is ignited, you are going to be receiving the light of Source that is going to come and support your soul. But all the time that Source is seeing that your soul is asleep, Source, God Source, is kind of waiting. When is this person going to wake up? When is this soul going to do, you know, this service that the soul wanted to do? So the message is, come on, guys, start thinking on ways you can help humanity. Humanity is waiting for you to do that job. And once you activate this flexibility and this capacity to use in different ways your gift and talents, you are going to reach mastery. And mastery is another key word for your soul. Your soul has incarnated ultimately to gain mastery of her many gifts and talents. And the only way to gain mastery is to be of service. So all the time that you are, you know, stuck in indifference, in not knowing what to do, in waiting. So when is the pandemic going to end? When can I travel again? When is the sun going to shine? And we are waiting all the time, waiting for someone else to do the fixing, rather than us starting now, here and now. Well, if there is no sun, I'm going to be the sun. Well, if there is no traveling, I'm going to travel, you know, with my heart and through the internet and through videos, I'm going to travel. You know, use your gifts and talents in different ways if there are restrictions now. But start doing something, because otherwise your soul is just going to vanish. It's going to go bored, in apathy, indifferent, asleep. We're going to put to sleep our souls if we carry on not engaging in what Yeshua is telling us. Look at the world, see the suffering of the world, don't fall in patterns of, you know, pity or self-pity and victim mode. Use what you are seeing in terms of suffering as a way to ignite your service, your desire to be of service for humanity. If it's not now, I don't know when the heck you're going to do something to help humanity. If it's not now, when? When? Just tell me when. What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? So I hope this, you know, kicks our souls in the ass a little bit, and we get more active in service and in helping one another. And this is going to, you know, make our souls wake up and use the many resources that we have already received I forgot to say that we received a big blessing from Source, and that each and everyone has received the blessing in accordance to their particular needs. So drink plenty of water and rest. And I hope this session helps you. Many blessings. Bye.